Please turn to Proverbs chapter 1. Before we read that, I just want to read a verse that I read two or three weeks ago from Mark chapter 4, when the Lord had stilled the waves after the storm. Verse 41 of Mark 4, you don't need to turn to that. This is what is written. And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, "What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" I'll be reading from Proverbs chapter 1, from verse 1. "The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel, to understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." And it's verse 7 I'll be looking at. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Proverbs is in a section of the Bible known as the wisdom literature. The other books in that section are Job, Psalms, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Solomon. And the focus of these books is to instruct men and women of the ways of the Lord in his service and in his worship. The book of Proverbs is a collection of the teachings of Solomon, not all of it, but a good majority of the book is a collection of the teaching of Solomon to his son to show the young man how to live in a manner that was pleasing to the Lord. And here you can come to the first warning. That man, that young man who was taught, went horribly wrong. We know that. Solomon had many sons, but I think this one in particular was Rehoboam. And he went terribly wrong, and it led to the division of the kingdom into two, the separation of Judah and Benjamin from the rest of the tribes. It was an utter disaster for the nation of Israel, because the young man didn't pay attention to what his father had taught. I'd say we all need this kind of instruction that the Proverbs give us. And if there's a verse that unlocks the power and the purpose of this great book of Proverbs, it would be this verse that we've just read. If we are to learn wisdom and knowledge, it has to begin with the fear of the Lord. Solomon's son did not fear the Lord. Solomon's son did not fear Solomon or David's teaching. We need to know what the fear of the Lord is all about. It's been a line of thought that's been on my mind for a few weeks now. It's a very vital line of thought within this book of Proverbs itself. The phrase, the fear of the Lord, occurs 18 times throughout the Proverbs and altogether 27 times in the Bible. So if so much emphasis is placed upon that fear of the Lord, we realize that there is much that we have to learn about it and much that we can benefit about it. So just a few minutes to look at this fear of the Lord, to see what it is and how it assists us in our Christian lives. He wants you and I to grow in our relationship with him. Wherever you are now with the Lord, he wants you to grow into a deeper, more intimate relationship with himself. And wisdom and knowledge begins with this fear of the Lord. So let's look at a definition of that fear. What does it mean? What does it refer to? When we think of fear, we think of terror and anxiety. We get afraid. A dictionary definition gives this: a feeling of anxiety and agitation produced by the presence or nearness of danger, evil, or pain. Perhaps this is the feeling that you would get if you came face to face with a dangerous animal. In Florida, for instance. Or perhaps when you go to see a doctor or to see a dentist, we have this fear. It's a dread of the unknown. Is that the sensation that the writer of the Proverbs wants us to experience? I don't think it is. I think it's something else. But nevertheless, the fear that the disciples had on that boat when they saw what the Lord Jesus Christ could do is a fear that led them to ask the right question. What manner of man is this? And our fear of various things can lead us to ask the right question.